Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The title is Murshid Se Darkhwast Se Dua. Saakhiya Jaame Ulfat Pila De Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Saakhiya Jaame Ulfat Pila De میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفولت سے مجھ کو جگا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفولت سے مجھ کو جگا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد friends these are the ashar of our illustrious dada sheikh sirat alif billah rumi zamana shamrez tabriz dora sirat alif billah hazrat hakim maulana muhammad akhrat sahab rahmatullah alayh which is entitled murshid se darkhwast e dua that we are pleading from our mentor from our sheikh to make dua on our behalf and our coming here itself is the request for dua that we want our islah to be made, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make us refine, that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us, that always qabr be ahead of us, focus be akhirat, the day of qiyamah, that one day we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam making the dua that, O Allah, do not ridicule me, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Let me come there with qalb-e saleem, with a heart which has been refined. So this is the dua that we are making, this is the request that we are making from our Shaykh and from all our Saathis and everybody, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. The first year being Saqiya Jame Ulfat Bilade, Meri Islah Kibi Duade, that oh our mentor, oh our Shaykh, the one who is giving the goblet around, so to say, in the tavern, wrath around the goblet of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bless us with the goblet of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri Isla Kibi Duade. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make our, let our reformation take place, let our islah take place, that we be insan. Like Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that if you want to become insan, then come to me. And to make a lot of dhikr, a lot of ibadat, etc., then go somewhere else. But if you want to be insan, and we see it in the life of Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi, the very, very famous incident when Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi was very, very, very ill, and during the night had to go to relieve himself. And those were not the days like ours, where we have everything of convenience, where the toilets and the latrines are in the houses, where they had to go outside in the cold, wintry night, when he was not well. And when he came back after a lot of difficulty, then he remembered that he did not put the lota, the toilet jug in its place. Then he went out of his bed again, took the lota, put it back into his place, could have easily called out his companion to whoever is at home, whoever was making khidmat, he could have easily said, but no, he did it himself. Let us think myself, first of all, the month of Ramadan went, how many a time we have to announce on the mic between the four rakats of Taraweeh, a certain car is parked in somebody's driveway, this is wrong, that, and how many times we have to make this announcement, so that now here we are making that request, that our Shaykh make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that our reformation, our Islam must take place, that we become refined, become such, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His blessings upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His ridwan upon us, His pleasure upon us. Mere Mawla, mujhse mujhko mila de, aur gunahon ko mujhse chhoda de. Oh my Shaykh, make it, annihilate me, make me such that join me up with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm so far away, the object of life, liya'budun, ay liya'rifun, that I should recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything and everything, the moment I wake up in the morning, my eyes open, I should think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, I will have all my responsibilities, I will have to fulfill this responsibility and that, I will have to earn a living and see to my family, etc. But in all that I should be, that dast bakar dil bayar, that my hand should be in my work, whatever responsibilities I have, but my heart should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. That I came for Zuhr Salah, I read my Zuhr Salah, now the heart should be, that now when is Asr Salah going to come, that I will be again in the masjid. Like Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that the month of Ramadan has just passed, we saw the moon, we are worried about Eid tomorrow. That where we will be spending Eid, at whose house, which brother, which sister, whatever the case may be, what will be the menu, what are the children going to wear, the clothing, etc. But then, the moment the moon was sighted for Eid, now the heart went out to Hijaz Sharif. Now we are in the Mawsam of Hajj. The Hajj as well, while we are coming on a car, we are just speaking that how many Hajjis are already going. The Mawsam of Hajj is there already. Their heart already went out to them. So the outlook of life, the way we think, the way that oh Allah, that I should be in all my responsibilities, yes, it is my responsibility, but oh my Shaykh, make it such that join me to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time my thoughts must be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time I should be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can be in his business, he can be giving change, he can be serving a customer, shouting at that staff that look at this one, look what's happening there, whatever. His gaze is all around, but his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Shaykh, make me such, make it that I become such, that liya'rifun, I recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. How many times we hear it right here, that one plate of food that we are eating, we can just see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In your own selves, in your own, don't you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How the kidneys are functioning, how the liver is functioning, how the heart is pumping blood, how the eyes there's roshni, there's light that a person can see. How many a person has got an eye that cannot see? How we are taught in this majlis so many times that if you have to lose your eye, the most that the world will be able to give you will be a glass eye. It will look like an eye, but it won't be able to see. So think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Shaykh, make it such that when we come here, our reformation takes place and join us with our Lord, join us with our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or gunaho ko mujhse chhoda de. And my life becomes such that gunah, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes out of my life. Like Hazrat Mullah Ashraf al-Thani rahmatullahi alayhi wrote that incident, which we learned also here in the majlis. Wallah, so much you have learned, if only if it can come into my life. Yeah, I'm speaking about myself. If only I can take that first step and come into this field. Mullah Thani rahmatullahi alayhi wrote about that person who, that every night used to make number one in the bed. Newly married, wife asked him, that what is this? Said, no, every night when I go and sleep, then I see shaitan in my dream. And he takes me on a long tour. And after that, he shows me a very, very beautiful toilet. I have the urge. He takes me to the toilet. When I go to the toilet, I relieve myself. In the morning, I realize that it has done. Oh, you are friends with shaitan. Shaitan from amongst the jinnat. He knows where all the treasures are buried. And we are so poor. We are battling. Why don't you tell him to show us where all the treasures are? But that's a very brilliant idea. Next night, when he saw shaitan in the dream, said, this is, you know, you are from the jinnat. Show us where all the treasures are buried. And he said, no, why didn't you speak before? Took him to such a place where he saw a huge trunk with a lot of treasures in it, gold and diamonds and silver and emeralds and rubies, etc. And then when he tried to pick it up, it was so heavy, his number two came out. The next day when his wife saw, said, now what is that? Said, this is what happens. He said, rather go back to that first stage. That number one was better. So it may seem like a joke, may seem like a light-hearted incident, but in it, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave such advice. He said that to make guna, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is even worse than this. Even worse than making number one and number two in the bed. So we are asking, we are pleading, that our Shaykh make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that guna and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come out of our lives. Mujh ko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, ruh ko meri aisi dawa de. That not only that guna should come out of my life, that we should have nafrat, we should have dislike, we should abhor, we shouldn't like guna at all. That how has our Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah said in one couplet very, very beautifully, that after, oh Allah, take guna out of my life, and after that I shouldn't even have any regret about it. That before I was involved in this, we shouldn't take pleasure in the sins of the past. When we think of it, anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should dislike it, we should avoid it. And when it comes out of our life through the barakat of our shaykh and through the barakat of majalis, etc., staying in the company of the pious, etc., when this comes out of our life, then we shouldn't take any pleasure in it. We shouldn't think that that time I did this and that time I did that, and I could have done this and I could have done that. The disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be that we have total dislike for it and total abhorrence for it. Ruh ko meri aisi dawa de, give my ruh, give my soul such medicine that when I take it, that now you link me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'm reading Quran Sharif, now I'm spending my time in Nawafil, now I'm trying to do charity work. Give me such medication that will link me to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it links me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically should come out of my life. And when it comes out of my life, then I shouldn't have any regret, and in fact I should have dislike for the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, ho na maghloob, himna maghloob, himna maghloob, himmat khuda de. That, oh Allah, may it be that there shouldn't be any inclination towards your disobedience. When temptation presents itself, whenever, when the incident of Yusuf ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, that what temptation and what, but then how he ran, he did what was within his capacity, ran away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the rest. Like that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the chance, the opportunity of your disobedience does present itself, then O Allah, make it such that I am not overpowered. Himmat e marda, madad e khuda. That I should have that, I should make that effort. Himmat e marda, I should make that effort and come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely come down. Apni aah e sahar mein ye kehna, e khuda apni kamil raza de. Oh my shaykh, in the wee hours of the morning, when you are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating, then don't forget this humble soul. And make dua on my behalf also. Apni aah e sahar, that ah in the morning, and this ah, our Shaykh tells us so beautifully, is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined it into His name. In no other language, you can say God, you can say whatever you want to in any other language, but the ah of a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined it into His name. So when you are making dua and you are saying Allah, then remember this humble soul also, and make this dua on our behalf, that ay khuda apni kamil rada de, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us with your complete and perfect rada, with your pleasure. And sahaba ikram, we say, radiyallahu anhum.
from Rada, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Rada is with them. They are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is happy with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, that the pleasure, the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest thing. A person can accumulate, as our Shaykh always teaches us, that we can make dua for everything in life, for everything. But if we didn't make dua for Allah, that we get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we haven't asked for anything. Mulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, rahmatullahi alayhi, as we are taught, that towards the end of his life, always made the dua, that Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak, that oh Allah, make us yours and you become ours. Make us yours, you become ours. That means we lead such a life that you be pleased with us. We get your ridwan. That same, radiyallahu anhum, wa ridwanum minallahi akbar, that eh khuda, apni kamil rada de, that make this dua for us, that oh Allah, give, Allah blesses us with his perfect and his complete ridwan, his complete pleasure, with his complete happiness, that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے, خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے. That oh Allah, I'm leading such a life of negligence, a life of total, without any thought, just leading my life. As our Shaykh always says, we're living life like a zombie. Just wake up in the morning, as our Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that we are leading a import-export machine. That we are just eating and relieving ourselves. Wake up in the morning, have our breakfast, have our meals, go to work, come back, have meals, go and sleep. So we are an import-export machine. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a very, very great purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us so that we can link ourselves to Him. That we can go back to where we came from. We came from Jannah, we can go back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased in it for us. That we get His mercy, we get His pleasure. But we are leading lives. When temptation presents itself, and myself, I am so weak, we fall into the temptation. We fall into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this takes us away very, very far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, oh Allah, take me out of the sleep, the slumber of negligence, the slumber of just unmindfulness, this life that I'm just leading without any direction, without any focus. That why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into this world? Allah akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us birth from the wombs of our mothers. La ta'alamuna shay'a, we knew absolutely nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave us the different senses of the body, that this is a different faculties, the faculty of seeing, of hearing, of touching, of thinking, all this. So that different places, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may bring taqwa into your life, so that you may become from amongst the successful ones, you may become from amongst those who will ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَفَكَّرُ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ قِيَامِ لَيْلَةٍ, that to think one moment of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more superior than standing a whole night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, make us from amongst those who will not just lead lives of negligence. Take us out of the slumber of negligence, the slumber of unmindfulness, and put us into that life of consciousness, that why you sent us into this world, what is the object of our life, what is the purpose of coming into this life. O Allah, bring us into that. خَابِ غَفْلَتْ سِ مُجْكُو جَگَارِ, wake me up from the slumber of unmindfulness. جَزْبْ سِ مُجْكُو اے میرے مالک اہلِ تَقْوَى کرم سے بنا دے. Then O Allah, pull me, جَزْبْ, like how a magnet steel pulls steel towards it, a magnet pulls steel towards it, that is, O Allah, you pull me towards you. Allah, I don't have the courage, I don't have that himmat, I'm making that effort, Ya Allah, you pull me now, to pull me now towards you, and make me from amongst those who have got taqwa. And as our Shaykh has taught us so many times, that an aspect which is mentioned profusely in Quran Sharif, is the aspect of taqwa. So many ayat in Quran Sharif, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned taqwa two times in one ayat. Twice in a single ayat. So Allah, take me out of the slumber of unmindfulness and bring me into that life of taqwa. Make me from amongst those who have got taqwa, those who are constantly thoughtful about you, those who have got the focus and object of life before them, that one day we will be in the qabr. Our great pious predecessors, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thari rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullah alayhi, Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, they have gone from this world, but their names are still being taken because of the life that they led.
Tomorrow we'll be gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Maybe children will take the name, grandchildren will take the name, great grandchildren will take the name. After that we'll be nasiya mansiya totally. So Allah, let us lead a life that we prepare for akhirat. That when we come to you, that you be pleased with us. We acquire your ridwan, we acquire your pleasure. Allah, make us from among those, pull us towards you. Then Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, in all his ajizi and humility, taking his own name, but sabak for us and dua for us, apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, uske aibon ko ya rab chupa de, that oh Allah, this akhtar taking his own name, actually for us, that oh Allah, is Ali ko ruswa na karna. Don't disgrace me. Imagine the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. That where every person will only be concerned of himself. Person running away from a parent, from brother, from sister, and sister from brother, and parents from children, and spouses from one another. Each and everyone only worried about himself, his own self. That day everybody will be there. Allah, don't disgrace me. That Ali, you are the person who did this. You are there. Their mother will be there, father will be there, brothers will be there, uncles will be there, relatives will be there, friends will be there. Ali sitting on a mirror every Friday giving long, long bayan. And then tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from this grace. That you were this person who did that, and you did that, and you did that. Allahumma haasibna hisabi yasira. Oh Allah, render an easy hisab for us. That tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, you just say, carry on, go. VIP treatment, VIP passport. Go and sit under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and have meals, go and look at the scene. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from among those. Conceal our faults. Because if our faults have to be open, then there will be nobody more disgraced and more humiliated than us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from among the successful ones.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One point just came to mind during the week which we did discuss before, but inshallah it will be beneficial for us. Muzakra is always with a reminder, and to discuss that is always beneficial. And that is that we should eat our food as medicine before we have to take medicine as food. That is, now we should eat food which is healthy for us. All this unhealthy food and that, and medicine, like a person doesn't like. And like healthy food also, people don't like it nowadays. For example, Zamzam hasn't got that enjoyment on our lips, on our tongue, as what perhaps cold drinks have got, juices have got. But all plain water is much more healthier than all this. So take plain water, and also ice cold water is also not healthy. If we have room temperature water, that is very good. So this is all like medicine. Our food also that we eat, all our food, take food like a medicine. That which you don't like, takeaways today is the in thing, and all the spices in the food, etc., all that a person likes, things with sugar, and with sugar, the person who is a diabetic, if we just know a few cases that it's a killer, what a terrible disease it is. And unfortunately, the enemies of mankind are exploiting man just to make money, putting so much of sugar in them with all the food that we eat. Said you eat two slices of bread, about 7 or 9 teaspoons of sugar in there. And then our sweets, and then our cold drinks, and then almost everything, so much of sugar. And then you become a diabetic, and then now you go to them who made you sick, you go to them for medicine again. And further they exploit you. So if we eat our food, which perhaps not be so tasty, but healthy food, like we would enjoy a samosa that is fried in deep oil. And one is, you have it air fried. That you won't enjoy so much, but it will be much more healthier for you. all our savouries and all the new type of things and that. And you eat food which is healthy. So if we eat our food as medicine, then the time won't come when we have to take medicine as food. So many people, in fact, some are happy also, like it's a status thing. 20 tablets, 30 tablets we are having. So now you're just living on medicine. Eh? And what the poor, that condition, Allah save us all. And whether it is old age, or whether it is the time when a person gets sick, sometimes a young person, Allah save us from such condition. And a person sometimes becomes the greatest difficulty he feels is that he's a burden on other people. Though they might be looking after him well, but a person, he's got his own respect and feeling that why must I be a burden to others? Even if it's my wife, my husband, my children, why must I be a burden? So if we eat right, inshallah, it's all in Allah's hands, but eating right is a very, very important thing. So if we take our food as medicine, then inshallah, we won't have to take medicine as food. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us, and in all aspects of our life, Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah. In this kitab, where questions are asked, and these questions are very relevant for us, and perhaps we don't know that we have got this question, we have got this condition, or we know it, but we are shy to ask. So yeah, Hazrat, what an expert in the field, is giving the answers. So this person further writes, Hazrat Abdus Maddazillahu Al-Ali, jis tarah namaz ki niyat mein kehta hoon ke namaz padhta hoon aap ki Allah ki raza ke liye. He says that as I say in my namaz, a person just thinks that I'm making the namaz only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Isi tarah har nek kaam karne se pehle bhi yahi niyat karne ki koshish karta hoon. In the same way, whatever good work I do, I try to make this niyat, Ya Allah, it's only for your pleasure. کہ یہ کام اللہ پاک آپ کی رضا کے لیے کرتا ہوں. Only for your pleasure. Whether a person makes tilawat of Quran, usually for us, we will just open the Quran and we start reading. But if we make that niyat, and there are so many niyats which we can make, and according to the niyats, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى, what niyat he made, is so much sawab he gets. And this is a very important niyat, to do it only for the pleasure of Allah تبارک و تعالی. اس طرح نیت کرنے سے ہر کام میں اخلاص پیدا ہو رہا ہے. He says in this way, in every action of mine, اخلاص is coming. اس طرح نیت کا میرا طریقہ درست ہے. He asks, is this correct what I'm doing? So this is that when a person keeps on making niyat, then اخلاص comes into a person. When a person does it with unmindfulness, then it's just like automated. Maulana, who was here recently, and he gave us a talk here, he mentioned also, for example, we step out of the masjid with the left foot, we step in the masjid with the right foot. If we make the niyat just in our mind that this is sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then in this zamana 100 shaheed sawab. And if we don't make niyat, we are now used to it. We walk in properly with the right leg, we walk out with the left leg, toilet, we walk in with the left, we come out with the right, but nothing in our mind. So then he said, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was asked, and he said, Barkat se khali nahi. There is barkat in there also, but there isn't that sawab of 100 shaheed. This is when that niyat is that I want to do it according to sunnah. We are making wudu, make miswak. We make it, we are used to it. But we don't think that this is a sunnah of Rasul, that Allah loves this sunnah of miswak, Allah loves it, or the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam loved it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loved it. Just that little nisbat, and it makes a world of difference. In niyat also, we should try, mashallah, some of our friends went quite a bit in this field, that usually we do things, extra things, like for our benefit. We to please Allah, but really, like for example, we are stepping out of the house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, we read it for Allah's pleasure, but for our protection. Or we are locking up at night, Ayatul Kursi, we read for our protection. So many things we do, we read this wazifa, we will get this sawab, so it's for us. We should try and do some things which are solely, only for Allah Ta'ala. In which, and usually the farais are that. All the farais, wazaif are not for our benefit. You read Surah Waqia, poverty won't come to you. Or you read Surah Al-Islam, Mim Sajda, Tabarakalladhi, between Maghrib and Isha, you get the sawab of making niyat in Laylatul Qadr. So you getting the benefit. But farais are such, all roza. It is perhaps you think that I'll get some physical benefit also, but really that it is only for Allah Ta'ala. Hajj, for example, that it is only for Allah Ta'ala. Though there are a lot of benefits, and there is nothing wrong in making those niyats also, that a person who makes Hajj, he will never become poor. Allah Ta'ala will always give him riches, keep him happy, comfortable all the time. So we should try and do for the pleasure of Allah this niyat. And if we can get in this habit and eat little bit of dhyan, that there mustn't be that ghaflat, unmindfulness. And then whatever we do, we can put the niyat of pleasure of Allah. And we see it happens. We are going now for namaz, that I'm going for the pleasure of Allah. We're a person going in jamaat, I'm going for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, we're just going. We have to give our 3 days, 40 days, whatsoever. And we are going. Anything we do, small things also, that even just stepping out from the toilet, we're stepping out with the right leg. And that also, that is already the sunnah. But I'm doing it for the sunnah also, for Allah's pleasure. Only for Allah's pleasure. Allah give us tawfiq to bring this within us. Hazrat writes, niyat, dil ke irade ka naam hai, zuban se kehna zaruri nahi. Niyat is the work of the heart. That's what we think in our, and that is a split second. You don't need a long time. And it's not necessary to say it with the tongue. However, the ulama say for a beginner who hasn't still, is not used to, he should say it with his tongue. Like we learn perhaps in the, when we are small, the niyat for namaz also. All so many niyats perhaps we learn. For a beginner, it is alright, but the minute you are in it, then it's better not to say it with the tongue. Niyat is the work of the heart, and it should be done in the heart. The second question, Hazrat Aqdas Madda Zillahu Al-Ali, namaz ke har sajda mein itna maza aata hai, ke dil chahta hai ke sajde se sar na uthaun. Mera khiyal hai ke itna maza kisi amal mein nahi, jitna sajda mein hai. He says that when I make my namaz, the most I get enjoyment is in sajda. There I get a lot of enjoyment, and I feel that I don't want to lift up my head from sajda. So much enjoyment I get. Kyunki sajde se Allah Pak ka qurb milta hai. Because in sajda, a person is in the the most closest to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Aur usse bharkar dunya mein kya ni'mat ho sakti hai? And what greater ni'mat can there be that you are close to your Allah? You are, so to say, like you are at the feet of Allah, so to say. You are like putting yourself, your head at the feet of Allah Ta'ala. Is khiyal ke baare mein aapke rehnumai ka talib ho. He says, I seek your guidance with regard to this, thinking like this. What is am I doing the right or wrong? Mubarak halat hai. Hazrat says, it's a very blessed condition. Hadith paak mein hai, sajda mein Rahman ke qadmon mein banda ka sar hota hai. It comes in a hadith that when a person is in sajda, then he is like the feet of Rahman. And what greater thing can there be that a person is so close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to work on our namaz. And those papers, about namaz, which we read out last week, MashaAllah, quite a few, they made photocopies. We should try and take it and keep it close to us and read it regularly. Now and then, we should try and read it and try and reach somewhere. Even if we just come on to the first stage, that will be also something very, very great. And if a person gets the enjoyment of namaz, then what more can a person want? And the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the namaz, the whole namaz is such. And of course, tajdad and what it is. And there are people whom Allah has blessed like this, how they enjoy their namaz. May Allah also give us enjoyment in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Further, he says, Hazrat Aqdas Madhubillah Al-Ali, mere har kaam mein Allah paak sahulat paida farma deete hain. Aisi aisi ni'mate khane ko deete hain, jiska gumaan bhi nahi hota. He says that Allah Ta'ala gives me so much of barakat and ease in all my work. And that is when a person really becomes Allah's. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Allah makes all his work easy for him. One friend of ours who says he never misses his Ishraq namaz. And if you make your 2 rakats of Ishraq, Allah makes your day's work easy. And mashallah, he's old also, he may be 80, but still he is active. He's a professional, and all his appointments, all his meetings, you see how they fall in place. Everything just falls in place. So this is when we become Allah's, how Allah becomes ours. And he say, Allah, for eating also, Allah gives me such food that I cannot imagine. And that is also, and food also, is also a ni'mat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Har ranj wa mahan, dunya ke sab se, Rab ne bacha rakha. And Allah has saved me from all worries of dunya. Allah makes everything of mine easy. Kya mazkura in'amat ko taqwa ki in'amat shumar karna durust hai? And is it all right to count all these favors of Allah Ta'ala that they are on account of taqwa, that Allah is blessing us with these because of taqwa? The answer, in amat ko Allah ka fazl samjhe, apne taqwa ka samra na samjhe. That regard these ni'mats as the kindness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not that it is because of our taqwa. This is a very important thing, that whatever we have got, never ever ascribe it to anything of ours. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, our Shaykh mentioned it many times, that a person, mashallah, Allah has blessed him today, is a big Shaykh and is a lot of murids and everything, and he says that at the beginning, I had to work very hard. I had to make lot of sacrifices. Made lot of mujahada. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, Wa'adha aynul kufran. This is the height and actual unthankfulness of Allah. It's, whatever it is, it's only a gift of Allah. Anyway, a person thinks a little bit, and he wants to attribute it to his mujahada, etc. Who gave him the tawfiq of that mujahada? That is also from Allah, that's not from our side. Where are we going to make mujahada? Where are we going to make sacrifices? Ooh, our tabiat is far, far from that. If it happened, it's also from Allah Ta'ala. So everything was only attributed to Allah Ta'ala, and never many of us in our worldly things, that when I had to start work when I was 10 years old, 12 years old, I worked my way up, and today, alhamdulillah, I got all my hard work. Today, look at this shop, look at that factory, look at this. That is also not correct. And there are many, many who started working from the age of 5, but they know where in life. Who Allah wants to give, Allah Ta'ala gives. It's all from Allah Ta'ala, and this is a test from Allah also. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives his ni'mat, and that's a test to see now my banda, is he going to attribute it to himself or to Allah Ta'ala? And sometimes Allah brings difficult conditions. Now Allah wants to say, is my banda going to make sabr, or is he going to now become angry with me? And he's going to say that I disgraced him, etc. So in all conditions, we must turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whatever Allah has given, we must never attribute it to our taqwa, to anything. And we see any good dream also. Never say that today I did that good deed, at night Allah showed me this good dream. Or this happened to me, that happened to me, not at all. It's all only mahz Allah Ta'ala's fadl. And I'm not worthy of it. And when a person has that attitude, then inshallah Allah will keep that ni'mat by him. And if not, then it must not happen, Allah takes away all his ni'mat from a person. Like the example we had given, a person writes a check on page number 52, check number 52, for 10 million rand, 10 billion rand, and now he's like boasting, and he makes a mistake. So on that same check, now he will write cancer. Like, so to say, that check, page 52, boasts, I'm worth 10 billion rand. I'm worth 10 million rand. And then whenever that attitude comes, you usually make a mistake. And the smallest mistake on a check nowadays, they won't, and for such a big amount, so then you write yourself cancer. Allah save us from being cancelled by Allah Ta'ala. So this little pride that comes in a person or something, Allah save us all, and Allah forgive us, and Allah have be merciful to us, and we are completely useless, and we just disobey Allah. We haven't got adab in us, we haven't got akhlaq in us, we haven't got humility in us. Allah, out of His kindness, be kind to us, inshallah. In this Kitab Kashkole Marifat, we were at the end of Luqman alayhi salam's story. In Kashkole Marifat. Here were questions and answers which were put to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Person says, you to aitiqad hai hi ke maghfirat bajuz khuda ki rahmat ki ho hi nahi sakti. He says, I believe firmly that a person's forgiveness cannot take place but by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. I know that. Taham, koi kaam agar tawajjuh-e-dil se achhi tarah anjaam paata hai. However, whenever I do some deeni work, namaz, tilawat, teaching, whatever, helping out people, and I did it properly with concentration of the heart, and I did it properly, to us amal ki taraf khyaal jata hai. Then my mind goes to that amal, that I have done this amal. Aur ye khyaal hota hai ki Allah Ta'ala zaroor maaf kar denge. And on account of that, I feel that definitely Allah will forgive me. I have done this work, that work. To ye khyaal bura to nahi. Yes, if this is not a bad thought. Jawab, ye khyaal bura nahi hai. This is not a bad thought. That on amal, Allah Ta'ala will give His maghfirat, will give the reward. But of course, must not ascribe it to ourselves. And also, no amal we can be 100% sure. Though we feel that Allah Ta'ala took this big work from me, took that big work from me, that I hope Allah Ta'ala will forgive me on that, but we can't be sure. Because who can fulfill the rights of Allah? And Allah is Allah. If He doesn't want to accept, nobody can do anything. Even if it's 100% correct, if He wants to just reject it, He rejects it. Allah is Allah. There is nobody who can question Allah. No law that governs Allah Ta'ala. Allah's laws govern us, but no law governs Allah Ta'ala. So we shouldn't have that in us. Agar kabhi kisi achhe kaam ki taufeeq ho jati hai, to tabiyat nihayat hashash bashash rehti hai. And he says, sometimes when we do some good deed, and we feel very happy. I did this today. Today my tahajjud, my crying in my tahajjud, my tilawat today. I usually make one, today I made 5 suparas. And how I was enjoying my tilawat, I feel very happy. Ye alamat iman hai. There is a sign of iman. As it comes in, it's narrated that a mu'min, when he does good, he feels happy. And when he does bad, he feels sorrowful about it, that I have done this bad. So to feel good about something is a sign of iman. But pride must not come into a person. A person must be very, very careful. And all these also we should keep in mind, this question and answers. Like the person who asks it, the person who is a very pious person, Maulana, the Sheikh knows. So he tries, for you it's all right. But if it's somebody like us, we would get a different answer also. That we, pride, by just saying, no, very good you're doing. Pride will come into that person. And others, no matter how much you praise them, it doesn't bring pride into them. And others are such, just little bit you tell them something, and it goes to the head. So Allah, we have to be very careful. So pride is a thing. To be happy on good deeds is a sign of iman. Also, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, and which came many times in the kitabs, it was discussed. And many friends ask this question, it comes very often, that we're not enjoying in our ibadat. I'm at a low in my spirituality. After Ramzan, suddenly I've just gone down. This is a common thing, so that is not something that we should be really so worried about. because as explained, Mana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mana Shahabrar Ul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh quotes them that when you are like what you feel a spiritual low, now you're not having enjoyment in your ibadah, but you're carrying on with your ibadah, there is more ikhlas, and you'll get double the reward in this. And when you're enjoying your ibadah, you're doing everything and you're getting that enjoyment, that is also very good. But because there is the possibility you are doing it for that enjoyment. And where you're not getting enjoyment, is you are doing it 100% for Allah's pleasure. You're not getting any enjoyment, so you're not benefiting at all. You are doing it only for Allah's pleasure, and that is what Allah. And Allah tests a person. Either it may be our guna. Whenever such conditions come, we have to make an extra special effort to check ourselves. Which guna am I possibly involved in, that now this enjoyment of ibadat has been taken away. Or it's a test from Allah, take away that enjoyment. And this happens very commonly. A person becomes bad, he asks for zikr, he gets zikr, he enjoys the zikr first few days. Then Allah tests him and Allah takes the enjoyment of zikr away to see, is he going to carry on with zikr or is he now just going to stop with his zikr. And in most cases, people stop with their zikr. One time it's written that in Nizamuddin Markaz, tahajjud time, the sound of zikr was coming from somewhere. So somebody asked Hazratji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib that the zikr, we don't usually hear it here, the zikr. He says, must be that person who became bay'at and is hoping for khilafat. As soon as he'll get khilafat, his zikr will stop also. So some of us perhaps for the khilafat our zikr carries on. Some of us just for that enjoyment that we are getting. The minute that is done, then the zikr also goes. And the person then takes it very easy and sleeps away. Allah grant us sincerity in the true sense. And this also shaitan plays havoc with us, that we think we have got sincerity and we easily have doubts on other people whether they have got sincerity, and we find fault in their actions and that, but we don't worry about ourselves. And pride, conceit, doing things for name and fame, for nafs sake, the shaitan and nafs plays havoc with a person. Allah in His mercy showers His real, real mercies on us. Yeah, in this, so at the end of that instance of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam, where he was enjoying namas from his master all the time, one time some such fruit came that was extremely bitter, but he took it in the same stride also, and this is what Allah loves. That sometimes we have poverty, and sometimes we have prosperity. In prosperity we make lot shukr, but in poverty then we complain, Allah tests us. He takes away prosperity and He brings poverty to see. And sometimes Allah takes away poverty and brings prosperity to test us also. And we fail to realize it's a test. And we squander the money. We start using it in wrong and in haram also. But it's a test from Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, sometimes Allah tests us in comfort. Everything is comfortable. And sometimes in calamities Allah tests us. Allah brings difficult conditions. Both are to test us. So when a banda in his difficulty also, he says, Alhamdulillah, how Allah has kept me, and he carries on, Allah becomes extremely happy with such a person. And for such people, Allah even says at the time of maut to Malakul Maut, go to my banda and bring him to me now. I've tested him in all conditions and he passed him. He came out as I wanted him to be. And then now Allah is going to reward, and what rewards Allah Ta'ala will give. Allah be merciful and kind to all of us. So with regard to these two conditions, Hazrat says, Tujhko jo ho pasand, ab mujhko bhi ho wahi aziz. What you love, O Allah, let me also now just love that. That whatever you keep me in illness, I'm happy with. You are happy to keep me in illness. You are happy to keep me in poverty. I'm happy with that. And also, ulama have written that these are not at all the criteria for the success and failure of a person. Living a life of comfort and ease is no criteria that you're successful. And living a life of difficulty and hardship, illness, is no criteria of being a failure. the real success and failure, فمن زحزح عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, for how many years was so ill? If we regard that as a criteria, a'udhu billah, of failure, how Yunus alayhi salam was in the belly of the fish for so long. If we regard that as a sign of failure, then how can we never? So we must not, that in a condition we are happy with Allah in all conditions. And when good conditions are there, Allah has given plenty, good health also, everything. And we are in the obedience of Allah, shukr. And if we are in the disobedience of Allah with those ni'mat, then this is not a ni'mat, it is a nikmat. It is a punishment, it is a azab from Allah Ta'ala. And if we are in difficult conditions, but we are happy with Allah, which is not easy, so we ask Allah for afiyat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had difficulty with the people of Taif, other occasions, he says, Ya Allah, I'm happy, but I prefer that you keep me with afiyat in nice condition. And we, where are we? Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says that we are such about himself, he says, that little a thorn pricks you and we start complaining. So Allah, make it easy for us. Just give us good condition. We are too weak to take the Allah must not test us. We are not fit to sit in the test. Allah, and Allah is that being. Haji Ahmad Nakhuda, Rahmat Ahmad Barakatum, on one occasion said, there are those servants of Allah that Allah just makes everything easy for them. Their life goes easy, maut goes easy, they go straight to Jannah, no difficulties. So Allah make us, and it's not difficult, and Allah is kind, we just have to beg and hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So, tujhko ho pasand, ab mujhko bhi ho, wahi aziz. Lekar karenge kya usse, jisme teri raza nahi. What are we going to do with that in which you are not happy? That we want to be happy, but you are not happy, what is the good of that? That Allah's happiness. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se, khuda mangta hoon. Then in front, that whatever Allah Ta'ala, what He is in happy with, oh Allah, make me happy with that. And this is not easy. We are such normally that we just want what pleases us, that makes us happy. And we don't worry, guna, we're looking at a woman, it's making me happy. Allah is so angry at that time, we're not worried. So in all things, my wife, I'm angry with her, shouting at her. Allah is unhappy with it. I'm getting happy, I'm shouting and doing all that. But you see what Allah Ta'ala wants. So a person and wife may not be so beautiful or whatever, but you are happy with her. How happy is Allah Ta'ala? So we must say, and today how much choosing a girl only looking at beauty. And now we want to separate. Now I don't feel, I got no feelings for her now. Feelings are gone. Don't look at our feelings, see what Allah wants. And the person who, and there are such people, and they tolerate like this, what is their darja by Allah Ta'ala? One person explained the case, that how the husband hits the wife, but the wife tells the children also, don't worry. That in this time and age, and in such a country where the law is so strict about all these things, they'll give you what a sentence for that. But she covers up all the time. What is a darjas by Allah Ta'ala? Looking at not, otherwise today everyone will just opt out. That I'm out of this marriage. But what a condition. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with these qualities, inshallah.